Supported by the hundreds of reporters, editors, and columnists of The Washington Post, you're listening to Victoria Jones on Washington Post Radio, 1500 AM and 107.7 FM.
At 12:12, Victoria Jones with you until 12:35 when there is a Nats game. You know, sometimes you get enraged by things, and a story that's had me enraged for several days now when I first heard about it on Washington Post Radio is this personality disorder story, a story that was broken by Joshua Kors, who wrote about it for The Nation magazine, and he joins me in studio. Joshua Kors, thanks very much for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Victoria.
This is an extraordinary story where basically you're a vet, you're a soldier, you're not even a vet yet, you're a soldier, you go and fight in Iraq, and you're a regular guy, you get wounded, and you try to get some kind of a discharge, and you try to get PTSD because that's what you've got, and they say, oh no, you've got personality disorder, you were weird before you came into the service, and so you're not entitled to any kind of benefits whatsoever. Go away.
That's exactly right. The situations we've been looking at in the 10 months I've been reporting on this are soldiers who were deemed perfectly healthy when they entered the Army, served honorably in Iraq, and were wounded there. And when they come back and seek disability and medical benefits to treat those wounds, they're told their wounds actually came from a pre-existing personality disorder. And discharging the soldiers that way, the military doesn't have to pay them disability or medical benefits. They also can take back their signing bonus.
That's astonishing.
So that
I'm speechless.
When they're discharged, thousands of these wounded veterans are finding out they actually owe the Army several thousand dollars.
And we are talking about injuries as ridiculous as bleeding from the ears being a personality disorder and limbs.
That's right.
The kinds of things that don't actually have anything to do with the head.
You wouldn't think so. Yesterday, Specialist John Town, who served in the Army for 7 years, won a dozen medals for his courageous performance. He testified before Congress in a committee that was looking at exactly these types of discharges, these personality disorder discharges. John had been struck by a rocket while in Iraq and lost a significant portion of his hearing. The Surgeon General, Gail Pollack, took up his case and looked at it, and they decided that, yes, his hearing loss had come from a pre-existing personality disorder.
Yeah, I never quite figured out how you can have a personality disorder and a hearing loss and they'd be the same thing, but I'm not the expert, you are. I know that there are aspects of this story that you would like to focus on, and we will do that in just a moment. We're going to have to go to a traffic break in just a minute, but it is Young Town who we're going to focus on in particular. Before we go to traffic, I'd like us to hear a little of what he had to say yesterday.
I shouldn't be labeled for the rest of my life with a personality disorder, and neither should my fellow soldiers who also incorrectly received this stigma.
That was Soldier John Town. Now, he had hearing loss, he's had dreams, he's had other problems, he's lost everything, he's ended up owing money to the military, but he's continued to fight, but he's not winning.
Well, he's winning in some ways. Not only did the House VA committee take this up, but on the Senate side, 31 senators have united, signed a letter to the Secretary of Defense asking him to investigate this personality disorder scandal. Action from Congress is coming swiftly.
We will continue much more with this with Joshua Kors as we talk about the case of personality disorder. You may not have heard about this, but it is a diagnosis that the military is using, and it seems to be being used as a way of saving money, billions, it seems, as a way of saving money so that the military will not have to pay soldiers who have been wounded in Iraq. Does that sound outrageous to you? It sounded outrageous to us as well. It's sounding outrageous to Congress. Committee Chairman Bob Filner of California held a hearing, and it sounded outrageous to him as well, and it's being investigated now, and we're going to continue talking about this in just a moment.
The Washington Post. You're listening to Victoria Jones on Washington Post Radio, 1500 AM and 107.7 FM.
at 12:20. Victoria Jones here with you until 12:35. There is a Nats game this afternoon. Talking with Joshua Kors, we're talking about personality disorder, what it is, what it isn't, mostly what it isn't. What it isn't is very much of anything, is what it seems. What it is something that the military seems to be diagnosing soldiers with as a way of getting out of paying them benefits. And Joshua Kors has been reporting on this for the past 10 months. He's written about it in The Nation, and he reported on it for Nightline. There was a hearing yesterday in Congress, and there's been an investigation. In fact, the Surgeon General has apparently looked into this, but apparently not very satisfactorily. Tell us, what was the purpose of the hearing in Congress yesterday?
Well, the hearing was basically to get a sense of the scope of the problem. They're saving $12.5 billion in
That's
disability and medical care over these soldiers' lifetimes. And the Congress basically wanted to get a sense of how and how those soldiers are suffering. One of the things that came out in testimony was the story of Chris Mosier, who served honorably in Iraq, where he watched several of his friends burn to death in front of him. Came back with schizophrenic-type delusions. He sought medical treatment but was told he had a pre-existing personality disorder, was sent home, where he left a note for his family in Iowa saying the Iraqis were after him there in his home state, then shot himself.
Oh, God.
Those kind of health risks are obviously catching the eye of the VA, and they want to stop this before it happens again.
Why were none of these so-called personality disorders caught before these people entered the military?
Well, that's exactly the point. There's a thorough screening when someone enters the military. If anybody truly had a severe pre-existing condition, like a personality disorder, they wouldn't make it into the military in the first place. But the top officials in the Army really don't see it the same way. I think that's the source of the problem. There's a fracture here. The Congress is taking this very seriously, the House setting up hearings, and the Senate not only signing a letter asking the Secretary of Defense to investigate, but also Barack Obama, the senator running for president.
I would think senators would be going apoplectic about this.
They are writing a bill that would put an immediate freeze on these personality disorder discharges. On the other hand,
really?
That's right. On the other hand, you have people like Surgeon General Gail Pollack, who agreed to look at a stack of these personality disorder cases, including John Towns, and determined that all of them were properly diagnosed. But Victoria, I did a touch more reporting. I found out that in the 5 months she spent reviewing these cases, her office didn't interview a single soldier, not even those whose cases she was requested to review. All they did do was go back to the doctor's offices where these false diagnoses were made and ask the doctor whether he got it right the first time.
Right, and so many doctors are going to turn around and say, no, I got it wrong.
They didn't. So she and her staff really don't see this as much an issue.
This is very odd. I'm speechless. Carry on.
Well,
I'm speechless.
It's not just her. Bob Dole, who was a key component of the Dole-Shalala Commission,
just put out its report.
They're together to be an extra avenue for soldiers to reach out and find benefits. Well, a contact of mine just spoke with him the other day, and he dismissed the entire issue. Said, "Oh, personality disorder, that's nothing to worry about. That's really nothing at all."
Well, do you think he knew what you were talking about? Maybe he didn't realize the scope of the issue.
Well, either those at the top don't realize the scope or they're working aggressively to cover it up. And I think all the evidence is there to show the latter.
But why would Senator Dole be involved in covering something up when from what you can see from the report that he and Shalala have put together, they seem to be involved in certainly trying to bring about change?
Well, part of it is a PR effort. Frank Ochberg, the doctor who codified post-traumatic stress disorder, talked to me about this. The idea that if we could take these wounded from war and dismiss their wounds as a pre-existing personality disorder, they get wiped off the books. They don't become a cost of the war. Soldiers like John Town, if their wounds are seen as pre-existing, they're invisible to the public, and yet another price to pay for the American society of the war in Iraq doesn't exist.
And that doesn't work, you know, when they're standing at the traffic light with a piece of cardboard saying that they're homeless and they're going to work for food in 10, 20 years' time.
Or in John Towne's case, with a piece of shrapnel in the back of his neck.
It just doesn't work. And it doesn't work when they come on Washington Post radio and you're talking about the story.
It's certainly not working for the soldiers. They've tried to reach out to the commission. I've heard many horror stories about how the Wounded Warrior Hotline and the commission are not helping either. I know firsthand that the Dole Shalala Commission isn't even reading its mail. I wrote to them several months ago offering my help as a reporter who's investigated how soldiers are being denied benefits. Several months later, they wrote me back, obviously what was a form letter saying, "Thank you, Mr. Soldier, for writing into us. We know that your service in Iraq was very difficult, and we hope your family is rallying around you now that you and your unit have returned from service." Obviously, they didn't read my letter, and I imagine they're not reading the letters of other soldiers who are writing to them for help as well.
That's not terribly hopeful. None of it's particularly hopeful. The hope out of all of this, and unfortunately we're out of time, is that Congress is on the case. And in this particular case, we have to hope that the Senate will follow through with what it says it's going to do and that the House is going to continue holding hearings.
Bob Filner, the chairman of the House VA committee who held this hearing, seems to be a great leader who understands this. Expect him to take further action.
Joshua Cause, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you. I appreciate it.